What about immunotherapy? Because this patient I met before chemoimmunotherapy, so if you met a patient today, will you offer them carbo-pem, pembrolizumab?
Justin?
Not as first-line therapy. So, you know, over the last 2.5, 3 years, we've now seen the entrance of more selective RET inhibitors. I mentioned how the MKIs really weren't very successful and had high rates of toxicity. We now have two selective RET inhibitors, selpercatinib as well as pralsetinib, both of which have shown very high response rates, 60s, 70% in the post-platinum setting. And it looks like on early signals, even higher response rates in the treatment-naive setting. So I would favor TKI first for those patients, especially because, you know, in the RET patients, these tend to be the never or light smokers. And based upon the immunotarget and a recent JCO Precision Oncology paper, you know, they don't have robust responses to immunotherapy. There can be rare responses, but it's not robust. And clearly the TKIs have shown, you know, very high response rates.
Jeff, can you talk a little bit about testing for RET, and also what we know about these two new agents?
Testing for RET is a challenge, right? A lot of us are used to sort of 1, 2, 3, 4 assays and being able to cover the different genes with sort of smaller assays. And really, when we get to RET, which is you assume is going to be approved in standard of care, I think officially that's the death of one-off assays. There is some RET fish out there. It's not widely used and not the most robust. There's no RET IHC. The best way to find RET is a good NGS assay, either hybrid capture DNA, could be tumor, could be plasma, or a panel that does DNA plus RNA, Oncomine, some other panels have an RNA platform as well. You really need NGS. And so I think this is the final move that we just need to all move to NGS and have this be the foundation in order to capture the ones we know about and capture the new ones, RET, MET, KRAS. And so I think that momentum's been happening, but maybe we're going to finally tip over where everyone's going to have to go there.
I think they're there pretty much.
I think there are still some small institutions that are just sort of maintaining their local one-off assays, and we need to really fade that out and make everyone
Absolutely.
Adopt an NGS panel
no
locally.
And we saw that in the survey, but still, I was amazed how much NGS we see. We did a similar survey on breast, prostate, and colon. We found a huge amount of NGS being done in the community. They're finding BRCA mutations, NTRK, really amazing.
I would just echo, I think that oncologists are using NGS. I'm not sure all pathologists are offering NGS,
really?
Right? And so maybe that is the move that each institution needs to make sure they have a platform, or else increasingly we're going to be sending out labs, and that sort of is a different paradigm, I think.